The criminal complaint states that Brown stabbed 48-year-old Robert Moon on August 8th. Witnesses say the stabbing occurred after Moon dumped a glass of milk in the sink instead of giving it to Brown. The teenager was initially charged with reckless homicide, but today the prosecutor changed that to intentional homicide, which carries a potential penalty of life in prison if Brown is tried in adult court. Attorney Kevin Showman says he made the change because if Brown is found guilty in juvenile court on the lesser charge, she could be sentenced to no more than 5 years. The stiffer charge allows the state to keep her behind bars until she is 25 years old. Brown's attorney, Joy Sherrard, says the judge has granted a postponement of the next hearing in the case so that she can research Brown's status as a child in need of protective services, or CHIPS.
There obviously was a CHIPS proceeding, and we need to gather all those records together, and that takes time.
At today's hearing, prosecutor Kevin Showman said he's holding meetings with Brown's attorney to see if they can resolve some issues before proceeding with a trial. Information already released indicates Brown has lived in several homes with families that have a long history of domestic disputes. Witnesses say Brown had threatened her step-grandfather with a knife on several occasions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.